ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought fraud charges against President Trump following his first administration, has pleaded not guilty in Virginia to one count of bank fraud herself and one count of making false statements to a financial institution. Another deadly U.S. strike on a boat, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says, was carrying suspected drug traffickers. The escalation leading to a lot of questions, says ABC senior national policy reporter Ann Flaherty.
Everybody is wondering if there's going to be an incursion in Venezuela or, on land, as President Trump has threatened repeatedly. What we are seeing with this latest strike, that it still is in international waters. So for now, there is no escalation. It's more of the same of what we've seen since September 2nd.
10 strikes in all, more than 45 people killed. Today's inflation report shows consumer prices were up 3% year over year. Groceries, rent, gas, airfare, all costing more. This is ABC News. If you use YouTube for your TV channels, you might want to know there is a dispute brewing between it and ABC News parent company Disney over a distribution agreement that expires next week.
YouTube telling us, we've been working in good faith to negotiate a deal with Disney that pays them fairly for their content on YouTube TV. Disney saying in a statement, we invest significantly in our content and expect our partners to pay fair rates that recognize that value. If we don't reach a fair deal soon, YouTube TV customers will lose access to ESPN and ABC and all our marquee programming, including the NFL, college football, NBA and NHL seasons, and so much more.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. It's been a while since you received CPR training, right? Might be time for a refresher course now that they've updated the guidelines. The new ones teach recognition of opioid overdose and what to do if an adult is choking. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Time to clean out the medicine cabinet and dispose of those old drugs safely. This weekend is National Drug Takeback Day. Here in Green Bay, you have several options to drop off unwanted or expired medications. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can take them to Entrance 2 at Aurora Baker Medical Center, Amplify Health by Bellin across Webster from the hospital's main entrance, or near the emergency department entrance at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. You can find more locations on the Brown County website, as well as year-round drop-off sites. Health officials say leaving old medications at home can be dangerous for children, older adults, and people with mental health or substance abuse disorders. Now's your chance to see that Packers movie everyone's been talking about. Tonight, Bay Park Cinema is hosting a special screening of the documentary No Packers, No Life. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will even be there for a Q&A at 6:30. As WGBW News first told you about at the beginning of this month, the documentary follows a passionate group of Packers fans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo. These fans live, breathe, and bleed green and gold, even getting up at 2 a.m. to watch the Packers game. That's game time in Japan, with the time difference. The movie is scheduled to run at Bay Park Square and Green Bay East Marcus Cinemas through Tuesday, October 8th. But the film's director told Nightlight's Pete Schwabe this week it could run longer. Speaking of the Packers, they're heading to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers, in case you hadn't heard. Titletown's been buzzing about the matchup all week, and last night Rodgers may have added a bit of fuel to the fire by revealing that he does plan to retire as a Green Bay Packer when the time comes. Not a big surprise there. Former Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy confirmed a while back that Rodgers, number 12, will be retired at Lambeau, again, when the time is appropriate. For now, Coach LaFleur has made it clear that the Packers are playing the Steelers on Sunday, not just Aaron Rodgers. But when they do, they'll have a fierce quarterback hunter Micah Parsons coming off his personal record 3-sack game last week with a personal goal to sack Rodgers before the 4-time MVP retires. Should be football at its finest for Sunday Night Football kickoff at 7:20 on NBC. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors in Toronto, but guard Kevin Porter is not on this road trip. On MRI confirmed he suffered a sprained ankle in the Bucks season opener Wednesday night. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks tomorrow night. Wisconsin hoping to snap a five-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers holding practice before flying to Pittsburgh for Sunday night football against the Steelers. Baseball, game one of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how their season ended in L.A. last week.
From my world, I felt like we did not put our best foot forward in that series. And I think it would have made some difference. But the Dodgers were on it. And you know when a team is on it. And we, the balls we did hit hard, for instance, got caught. You know, our ball in play, I think, was 130, something record low.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky on tap for a Friday afternoon. A light northwest breeze with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and mid-30s. More clouds for Saturday with highs in the lower 50s. A little fog possible Saturday night. It's 42 at our studios.
Scary movie day. I turned off the Vikings game. That was just kind of, that got ugly. Like, maybe I'll watch a scary movie. I ended up going to bed. But there's a movie that comes out streaming today that I am pumped about, and it's coming up.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling
music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Don't be slow.
No.
'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go.
No.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low.
No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
No.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
I love to take
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Your scream queen joining you here today. I'm Laura McKenna because I love a good scary movie. I love that feeling of just absolute terror and dread when you're in the comfort of your own home. So you know everything's fine, but you're like, ooh. So I watched a movie this week called Talk to Me, and it was intense. That is not going to be for everybody. I absolutely loved it. There's another one that was voted best horror movie of 2025 called Bring Her Back. I haven't seen that yet. But the one that comes out streaming today is Weapons, I believe on HBO Max. And our very own Pete Schwabba from the Nightlight Show here on WGBW, he went to the theater to see it and said it was okay. He wouldn't tell me anymore. He didn't want to spoil it. But you can listen to Nightlight tonight with Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. And then you can stream Weapons later. No, you can't, because it's Friday night Dateline. You can't miss that. Okay, save it for Saturday. Weapons is now streaming.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater. Friday, October 24th. Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday night, the Meyer Theater, with a station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
In the
97.9 WGBW. No slacking on a Friday from our news crew. Another local news update from that WGBW newsroom is coming up soon.
You show. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Green Bay East High School students, parents, and supporters gathered at Joannie's Park with one clear message: bring back Nico. Nico Sela, the school's football coach, was placed on administrative leave the day before East High School's biggest football game of the year, the 120-year-old rivalry between Green Bay's East and West High Schools. Sela's wife says the allegations against him have to do with giving students ride home and undermining staff to students, according to WBAY. Superintendent Vicki Byers sent a letter to families saying the district respects the students' and community's right to have their voices heard. Byers said the district cannot talk about the situation as it is a personnel matter. State Attorney General candidate Eric Toney made a stop in Green Bay yesterday, just days after he announced his campaign for the position. Toney talked with local law enforcement. Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay endorsed Toney, saying he puts public safety over politics. This is Republican Toney's second run for the office. He lost to Democrat Josh Call, the incumbent attorney general, in 2022. Call announced earlier this month he will seek a third term as the state's top law enforcement official. The coolest thing made in Wisconsin is, from right here in Northeast Wisconsin, of course, the Search and Rescue 1000 Island Airboat, made in Marion, took the prize this year. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing competition were from our neck of the woods. Carb Liss, No Sugar Cocktail, and Sargento Sliced Cheese, both from Plymouth, were in the running, and Cruiser Yachts, produced in Oconto. The finalists were chosen out of 150 products nominated this year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky on tap for a Friday afternoon. A light northwest breeze with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and mid-30s. More clouds for Saturday with highs in the lower 50s. A little fog possible Saturday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Thank you.
right here on 97.9 and WGBW. And on Sunday morning, we have some great shows in the lineup. And one of them happens to be New Wisco Weekend. Every Sunday, starting at 8 o'clock. This weekend's episode, talking about giant pumpkins. Those big old gourds. Also, some Halloween safety tips. And parents, you can use this to your advantage. Why Halloween candy, the trick-or-treat candy, has to be shared with you. It's a rule. Hear that and more at 8 a.m. on Sunday with WGBW.
Oh, my darling, the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe. Means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
Local news and time with
Candace
on 97.9 WGBW. Going to be seeing a lot of our winners tonight at the Linda Ronstadt Experience. There's still tickets, though, available. All those details coming up.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? Sight. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen, baby.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you are looking for something fun to do on this Friday night, there are still tickets available for you, my friends, for the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater. You can do a little date light, maybe like dinner beforehand, then go to the Meyer Theater. If you haven't been there, it's one of the best places to take in a show. The seats are comfy. The building is beautiful, and tickets are still available to see season 15 sixth place finisher Tristan McIntosh. She was amazing on the show. I don't know why she didn't win, but she is on stage for your enjoyment tonight, singing those Linda Ronstadt tunes. Get tickets now at MeyerTheater.org, or if it's a game time decision tonight, you can still walk in, go to the left. The box office is right there. There's going to be seats available for you, but enjoy the show.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who's given up the comforts of home to accomplish a difficult task. A military care package from you reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com for information and find out how easy it is to let them know we care. This from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
Game going on Sunday. The Packers playing. Who are they playing? Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at noon.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Uh-huh.
experience you'll ever know.
Those visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors, take the leaves, leave your money.
Heartaches, you'll bring one. some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.